eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to some of your emails, TheRicoB@gmail.com, we do want to give some love to our voicemails. You can always leave us a voicemail. The number to call is 725-222-8699. So why don't we take a listen to one of your voicemails?
Hello, Rico. Evan, Pete, what in the world is Carlos Mendoza doing, pulling Mania? After a blow from a review, where he has a couple minutes, he throws a perfect slider to strike out and has one out to go to finish the sixth inning. And he pulls him. Pardon me, to finish the fifth. That's no way to instill confidence. Great job, guys. Talk to you later.
So I want to address a couple of things because I think Mendy did this perfectly. Perfectly. I think the matchup of Reed Garrett versus Jorge Soler was a much better matchup than letting Sean Manaea, who just threw 101 pitches, and yes, threw a very good pitch to get Conforto out, I think that's the better matchup. But here's the thing that caused that gentleman to pick up his phone. You know what caused him to do it? Because if that was the sixth inning, like he mistakenly said, he doesn't pick up the phone. If that was the fourth inning, he doesn't pick up the phone. If that was the seventh inning, he doesn't pick up the phone. What caused him to pick up the phone was the win, was the fact that we have rules in baseball, and they are archaic, that you have to pitch five innings to get a victory. So what I ask Major League Baseball to do, because it's time, is we got to throw that rule out. We do. Now, my grandfather used to suggest, the great-grandpa Bernie, my grandfather, no longer with us, used to say years and years ago, the official score should decide the winner every single game. And he believed that because he didn't like vultures vulturing off of a well-pitched game. Like a closer comes in, blows the lead, then the team wins in the bottom of the inning, he gets a win. My grandpa never liked that. In the 50s, he didn't like that. So that's where he was coming from, obviously, in a different era of baseball. You want to go official score decides the win, I'm good with that. But the thing you got to get rid of is that you got to pitch five innings. Baseball isn't built that way anymore. It's just not. Starters don't even go five innings anymore. Sometimes you've got openers, like you saw from San Francisco. Going five innings is so not a thing anymore, it doesn't fit the game. Like, one of the arguments Howie Rose made to me, because Howie used to be, just like me, pro pitcher hitting. He flipped and said, you know what? We should have a universal DH. And he actually made one of the most compelling arguments to me about the universal DH. He said, Evan, it's different now. Like, pitchers aren't going deeper into games, so you're just getting pinch hitters, like, early on. Like, hitting doesn't matter as much because, you know, starting pitchers aren't going seven or eight innings where they're getting three, four at-bats. Now they're getting one at-bat, and then they're out of the game. And I said, you know what, Howie, you, while I don't agree about the universal DH, that's a compelling point. The game has changed. The game has changed in which we do not need to have a five-inning rule. It's gone because our voicemail guy said that doesn't instill confidence. Look, I don't know what Sean Manaea is thinking after the game. He seemed more disappointed with himself than Carlos Mendoza. But don't put something in the game that could even cause that, because it's not necessary anymore. That's got to go. It's stupid. It's not needed in 2024 anymore. A, we don't even believe in wins. And then B, starting pitchers aren't going deep enough anymore to have five innings be a qualifying number.
Now, and then the funny thing is you nailed it. You said, like, you know, have somebody, just official ruler, make, you know, pick someone that they believe gets the win. And I mean, you gave it to Reed Garrett. Why? Because he should get the save, if anything.
So,
you know what I mean?
So the rule is, and this is where it works, is that when a starter doesn't go five innings, it is up to the official scorer. Now, usually they'll go to the guy who came in, but they don't always do it. Like, could he have given it to Adam Ottavino? Sure. It's up to the official scorer. So expand that is what I would tell you. And I believe in that. In fact, I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter to Rob Manfred asking to get rid of the five-inning rule and allow official scorers to decide wins, because wins don't matter anymore. And I'm not saying that this would make it matter, but it would make it matter just a little bit more if you allowed that to happen. All right, let's get to some of your emails. Andrew writes, and this is from yesterday. This is from Tuesday. So in the midst of the losing in San Francisco, before Lindor hit two home runs on Wednesday.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
I understand it's early in the season and he's had some clutch hits in LA, but how much longer do we have to see Lindor struggle in the three spot before he's moved down in the order? Brandon Nimmo continues to get on base at a high clip and Marte's been hitting, only for Lindor to squander the opportunity. I know he brings value as a switch hitter, but he's just not a guy we can have hitting in the middle of the order right now. Hopefully injecting JD Martinez into the lineup changes that dynamic and might bring an opportunity to shake things up a bit in the middle of the order. This is a reaction a lot of people have. I hear Yankee fans do it. Obviously, he's doing it with Lindor. And that's the idea. When a guy is struggling, drop him in the order. I'm not a big proponent of it, especially with veteran players and especially when it's still early in a season. Now, would there ever come a point where I say, boy, you can't hit this guy third? Of course, I'm a human. Cut me open, I bleed. I can't do that in late April with a player that has a track record of performing. If you want to move the, like, I'll give you one that I'd be okay with. And this goes back to a discussion we had during spring training about the lineup. I'm not big on Nimmo not leading off because that's his greatest attribute, getting on base. But I think you brought it up, Pete, and maybe some emailers brought it up of, hey, what about Lindor 1, Nimmo 2? It allows the chance for Lindor to steal more bases because Nimmo's such a patient hitter batting second. By the way, if that's what you want to do, if you want to take the approach with Lindor, up until Wednesday when he hit two home runs, hey, you know what? I got a great way to get him going. Why not lead him off? Have him think about getting on base. Have him thinking more about quality at-bats. More opportunities to steal, especially with Brandon Nimmo batting second. I got no problem with that. Like, if that's what you wanted to do, fine. But the idea of dropping him to, like, seven because he's not hitting well, I don't love it. I think it does more harm than good. But coming off a victory and coming off a two-home run game, he ain't going anywhere. He's staying either in that two or three spot. Obviously, lately, it's been three. Michael writes, Evan and Hoff, love the pod. After the last outing where Luis Severino was cruising until giving up the pop fly single to Conforto before the wheels came off, are we at all concerned that he's been tipping pitches from the stretch again? Would like to think that issue has finally been resolved, but now I'm questioning it. I think that's a fair question, considering that Luis Severino did not work from the stretch for the first four innings because he was perfect. Then he gives up the base hit to Michael Conforto, and that's when he had his biggest struggles. Luis Severino has always been such an oddity with the Yankees, and certainly we're learning about him here with the Mets through the five starts that he's made, still a small sample size. Is he tipping pitches? Last year it felt like something was off to where he was getting destroyed the way he was. Look, it may have just been, I can't even say tiring down because his pitch count was so low. It may have just been running in a bad luck, running into not executing your pitches in the fifth inning. I don't know if he was tipping his pitches, but yeah, it all went bad very quickly. But to his credit, he had to work from the stretch in the sixth inning after he put two guys on base and got two huge outs, including a great defensive play up the middle by Joey Wendell. It wasn't Jeff McNeil. I think it was Joey Wendell who made a great play because McNeil was playing left field. So we'll see. Obviously, Severino's next start will be against Chicago. Casey writes, after winning six straight, it seems like we're coming back down to earth. Despite trying to rally the last two nights, the lineup has been dreadful. Looking at this team through the first 4 weeks, I think a few things are painfully obvious. Number one, Lindor. I realize we're winning games without much contribution from Francisco, but you and I both know that's not a sustainable formula. He's a human rally killer. I don't want to hear about his low BABIP or some BS about his hard hit rate or some other nonsense. It's about results, and right now he's absolutely lost up there, especially from the left side. The team isn't good enough to handle a three-hitter batting on the interstate and leaving small armies on base every day. Maybe we can finally toss out the window this ridiculous idea about how a standing ovation actually helped. I'm not getting into the standing ovation argument anymore. I'm getting into the argument of let great players or really good players give them time. They will eventually perform. Yankee fans are seeing that with Aaron Judge. We are starting to see that with Francisco Lindor. It is way too early to panic. I will tell you when it's time to panic. Like I'm the authority on this. I'm not. I just know that I ain't panicking in April.
Wait, if you had this scale of 0 to 10, where would your panic meter be right now? Is it even
my panic meter is a 2. My frustrated meter was certainly getting up there. Like I get frustrated when guys aren't hitting and armies are being left on base. I don't want to act like I'm not frustrated by it, but there's a panicking means, oh my God, I think this is never going to turn around. And that had not happened.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.